talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
As it'll be third and long for the Dolphins, which is trouble for the Eagles' defense always. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And this weekend, programming is brought to you by McLaughlin Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your local HVAC experts, McLaughlin. Service expected, satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit McLaughlin, I wish I could pronounce that better, PHC.com.
I'm going to have to contact them because my heat's out.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to contact them. It's going to be chilly overnight, bad weather here.
I got to hit them up. I just tell my wife, just put some blankets on, you know?
Big throw downfield. He's open.
Awful coverage.
And Darby gets beat again.
Darby allowed Parker to just push off.
Darby gets beat again. Third and long. Eagles back to the old way.
He just threw it up.
He just threw it up. And his receiver went and made a play.
It makes you wonder how much Devontae Parker would have cost. Awful. Awful job by Darby. But Parker just nicely just pushes him to the side. I'll be with you in a minute, and goes up and makes a play. Bad job. Fletcher Cox got a lick on Ryan Fitzpatrick. 3 catches, 92 yards, a touchdown. I haven't seen a stat line for an Eagles wide receiver like that all season long.
So now it's going to be 13-10 at best, or the Eagles could possibly be down in this game. Thanks to the fine job by the first. And now they're calling a penalty on the Eagles? Who knows?
I think it's going to be on Ballage. Yeah. Yeah, he grabs it, yanks it down. I think that's who that is. How is there no foul on the play? He grabbed his face mask. All right, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, Ballage.
I mean,
Ballage. We'll say he's Ballage when he plays bad, and he's Ballage when he plays well.
I mean, either way,
that's just me. I apologize. I wasn't dialed in on the Dolphins.
I might need to get Darby out of the game.
For who?
I'll go with Maddox and then play LeBlanc in the slot. And I can't have him just getting beat like that. Now the Eagles defense has to force another turnover.
See if I can get on and play Sugar House and get
right now. The Eagles down to -350. If you want to bet the Dolphins, +370 right now, and it could get better. You might want to get it now. The odds will get shorter soon. Bad pass there. Third and long. Once again. Okay. Anthony Rush with the another one of the 1,000 defensive tackles they've had to play this year because of Malik Jackson's injury in game one.
Don't worry. He'll play like 90% of the snaps this week and then get released.
Getting cut.
I'm trying to see if there's like a
good tip. So now it's 3rd and 7. Hold them to a field goal here, Eagles. Get yourselves off the field. The last play was 3rd and 11, where he just chucked it up, and Parker comes down with it.
I just got the Eagles -16.5 at +220. So put a couple units on that. But I think at the end of the day, they will pull ahead. I just think they're too talented of a squad. Although they need to start scoring some touchdowns. I mean, the way that this game started out with the interception, and you go right on the field and end up scoring the touchdown, I mean, that was huge, but they need to add on to it. Can't keep having field goals and whatnot. Need to actually punch one in the end zone just for peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Vince, South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Ronald Darby can't keep losing these 50-50 balls down there.
You're right.
Totally disagree with Rondae Barber. Going, oh, you had good coverage on him. No, that was terrible coverage.
Yeah, shut Rondae Barber off.
Yeah, he's shut terrible. Him off. That's why he got the green zone.
Shut him off. I mean, the reality was, Vince, you weren't going to get an A squad announcing
know,
crew with the Dolphins and Eagles game, and you get Rondae Barber, who shouldn't even have a job, but, you know, in today's day and age, if you're a former player, they just hand you jobs.
And by the way, and Jason Peters can't be jumping or
that too. Way too veteran of a player for that.
No, that kills him. And I mentioned that again. That was a good fourth down conversion.
And by the way, I mentioned that. I know it's going to be useless, but I just wanted to mention that to the anti-Wentz delusional crowd out there is going to blame him for not punching in the touchdown. That's why I mentioned that kind
and
of stuff.
Also, so. Third and two. I'm running against this team. I'm running it on third down, and I'm running it on fourth down. And instead, they passed on both downs, and I got to deal with Alshon once again looking for a flag.
That's all he does. He looks
make
for,
a damn play.
Easy to have more looks for flags than he will actual catches. I mean, but Vince, to your point, I mean, the anti-Wentz people, I mean, you got to
blame. I know. I'm wasting my time.
You
got to
blame
right
Wentz for everything. You know, like right. my impending divorce, it's the failed marriage was Wentz's fault.
Well, and one more final thing. Maybe somebody will read the squad, the riot act at halftime there. So it's the only positive I could take.
It really
so
shouldn't be this close.
Shouldn't be this close.
Yeah, I agree.
It really should not be this close.
Thanks, Vince. We appreciate it.
But, I mean, they're kind of just letting them hang into this game. And I think this is a situation where the Eagles go down knowing that they're kind of struggling right now, but they also know that they're playing a team that is actively tanking. Obviously, the players aren't tanking, but neither was Adonis Thomas for the Sixers and Isaiah Cannon and Ishmael. Those players weren't tanking. They just didn't have talent.
My favorite was Henry Sims. Not because
I couldn't stand Henry Sims.
Well, I used to get people going, you know, when that Joel Embiid guy gets healthy. I think he's going to have to have a tough time getting minutes over Henry Sims.
Oh, you know what I couldn't stand was Hollis Thompson.
I used to get that. Hollis Thompson stunk.
Hollis Thompson, the fact that he had a four-year NBA career is a joke to me.
I mean,
like, that man gets a pension now.
Yeah, like he earned
deserve it.
I mean,
and then they still after they cut him, they let him like hang out in the training facility.
Yeah,
I hated that.
Third and seven.
I don't want that Hollis Thompson stank.
Third and seven. Caucasian running back alert. We don't see a lot of those. That's why it's an alert.
Did they call back Danny Woodhead
in the backfield for Miami?
He's their pass catcher.
He's okay.
That's what. Yeah, Bellage is the runner.
And first down on third and seven. Unbelievable.
That's
this
a
defense.
That's a good conversion. But you're right. It's
third, they can't get themselves
down
off the field.
Third down. You know, and what's scary is we're sitting back enjoying this game.
Got pressure on them.
Ty, one touchdown. And they're losing.
They're about to score a touchdown. The Eagles are going to be losing this game.
They're going to be losing 14-13
because of a Hollins penalty.
Yeah,
and a
self-inflicted
and a Peters penalty
and a Peters jump. Mac Hollins, who hasn't had a catch since Clinton was in office, and gets a very costly penalty.
Yep.
To be fair to him, though, it was a bad call.
Yes.
It was a very bad call.
It was.
But still, at the end of the day, he was the guy who was guilty. Let's see if they can get a stop here, get a hold.
Yeah, second and goal. You know, hold them to a field goal.
That'd be big.
They're actually with the eighth best team in the red zone.
Yeah, they played well this season in the red zone. They really have.
That was a false start. That might actually give them more room to pass it to Darby, though.
Yep. A lot of penalties this game.
Too many.
I mean, on both sides.
Yeah, there's too many penalties.
I seriously think this is the ref crew that you know, kind of drove me to make that meme of I just like throwing flags. I might tweet it out again. You know, it's an oldie, but
and the Hollins one was one they didn't have to throw. False start, you have to throw because he's trying to get a head start on Fletcher Cox. Because Fletcher Cox is doing what he does to a lot of linemen, and he's been abusing them up the middle.
But
another flag.
I think the Eagles jumped off sides. By the way, kudos to Tyler Zuli. Me and you see here.
Yeah, what's
we're like? Oh, all right. Dolphins. Danny Woodhead's in the game, and only Tyler Zuli would know exactly who that guy is and what
he's the pass catcher.
And by the way, Zuli could have just made that up, but we'll both buy it.
Yeah,
we believe him.
It was all sides on the defense.
Yeah, I think it was Jernigan jumped.
With this team, what would have been more believable, a fake name or a fake story behind a guy?
Wow.
I could have just thrown you a name and you'd have no idea.
Apparently,
his name is Patrick Laird, but
Taco Charlton doesn't play for the Eagles.
I was about to say, apparently Taco Charlton just got a penalty.
He doesn't play for the Eagles.
No, he plays for the Dolphins.
We're getting the worst. This is what I'm saying. Not even to get the backup production crew. It's one thing to get the bad announcer with the Barber brother.
Well, I mean, I was right, though. It was Timmy Jernigan who jumped. So it was all
it was Taco Charleston. Because he plays for the Eagles.
I mean, I did think they should put a claim in for him.
I agree with that.
They
Fletcher
did it,
Cox
whatever.
Destroyed that play,
yeah,
by the
he
way. He now that he's gotten healthy with that foot, he's been
excellent. And now all we're waiting on is another third down.
Yep, another third down conversion for a touchdown. Zuli, is Patrick Laird in your club?
Oh, you got to be worse than him to be in the Zuli club. I mean, there's tiers, and I'm like way down.
You have a statue to Taysom Hill in your club.
Oh, you know me. That is the one. I am the biggest Taysom Hill fan.
I feel like this is a big club Tyrone game.
Is
that a penalty? I'm just waiting for it. I feel like they'll blow these guys out so bad, which I'm still waiting for that to happen. By the way, with 5:56 left in the half, that they'll put in some club Tyrone guys, and we can.
Well. You know, already there's been a sack by a club Tyrone guy in Josh Sweat.
Yeah, well, Derek Barnett has also been very active and played very well.
He has.
I know he's a club Tyrone guy.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, Club Tyrone is sponsored by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast online at trainingcamp.com. And now they're challenged to pass interference. Here's the problem with it. All right, that's pass interference.
Yeah, I thought it was pass interference.
But I don't know if they're going to call it. Because they might say that the play is uncatchable, and if it's illegal contact, it doesn't get reviewed.
They rarely, end up reversing the call with pass interference calls. But it's just going to be another penalty. So that's why I mean it is pass interference. I was shocked they didn't call it. But we'll find out.
I'm not happy.
No, they. I think the issue isn't that the fact that they're playing poorly, because they're really not. It's more of
the offense isn't playing mistakes. Yeah, the offense isn't playing poorly, and this is what, if you tell me you get 13. Let's say they come down and get another field goal. That's 16 plus 16. I'm going to score 32. You can't allow them to score that many points.
Yeah, I completely agree. Earlier on in this game, it was looking like it was going to be like 40-0.
Well, it could have been,
and it's just
a couple penalties,
self-inflicted wounds,
keeping
drives alive. That's a gross stat.
So the Eagles have 41 total points the last three games,
disgusting.
So 13 in the first half for them is a tremendous amount.
It is.
You thought the defense would hold them to, let's say, 6, and you're feeling a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, Tyler, I don't know if you can look this up if you have time in there, but. The amount of times they've scored a touchdown on their opening drive. It seems like it never happens. It seems like all season long. Early on in the season, they just struggled in the first half completely. And then they kind of got it together a little bit, but they still weren't blowing the doors off the teams in the first quarter. And just the way this game started, it's like now it's slipping through their fingers again. And it seems like they're kind of just playing down to their opponent and letting their opponent stick in it. And when you have a team that has not quit, because the Dolphins haven't quit.
No.
The front office has quit, but these players haven't quit.
I wouldn't be surprised if they say, hey, Parker, didn't you pull a hammy?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
They're going to call down.
At halftime, he doesn't come back. You're beating up Darby.
What are you doing? You weren't supposed to do this. You weren't supposed to catch
the ball. I asked you guys to trade me. I said you pulled a hammy. Now, if you want to check that, you want your direct deposit to hit, it's the first of the month.
I don't know. I mean, to get motivated to get up. And I know a lot of people have this issue with work, just the motivation to get up and go to work. But to get up and go and possibly get CTE to play for the Dolphins, I might be faking an injury.
And it's first and goal.
Yeah, I thought it was pass interference. By the way, once again, this Fox crew screwing up, they showed the other Devontae Parker catch on Ronald Darby this time. Jalen Mills pass interference. It is pass interference. I couldn't believe there wasn't a call on it. And the ref was right there, too.
So now it's first and goal. The Eagles about to be losing this game. So there's that.
Long drive, too, by the Dolphins.
Yep.
Really long drive.
And they sack them on first.
It would be great if they cause a turnover here.
I feel like
if you keep bringing pressure on them, he's not going to burn you.
They've gotten to him 100 times.
Yeah.
It's just on third down, they keep converting him.
For whatever reason.
And some of those, they're getting pressure, and he's just throwing it up.
Yeah.
They're always behind.
The play to Devontae Parker, the last one.
He just chucked it up with pressure, Brett Favre style.
Screw it, I'll throw a pick.
And his receivers can catch it. Now, if Carson Wentz did that, it's an interception, and we go, why did he feed the field? Why can't he read the field? He can't read the field.
Oh, not good. Derek Barnett
limping off.
I think he'll be all right, though.
It looks that way.
I have that answer for you, Pat.
Do I want the answer?
If that's a harrowing number, the one that I'm going to give you after that is even worse. Okay. They have one opening drive touchdown this season.
And this was it?
One prior to today.
Okay.
It was against the Jets.
So
they
dominate bad teams.
They have, prior to today, three first quarter touchdowns all season.
Yeah, so.
I mean, why do you have to do that, Tyler?
Well.
People are at home, they're eating.
But the game plan's good.
I mean, they're you know, people are enjoying Thanksgiving leftovers, and now they're throwing them up. Because Tyler Zuli has to come on the mic and give facts.
Third and goal here. Can they get themselves off the field? Although this might be four down territory. They already went for it on fourth down once.
Bold move by Ryan Fitzpatrick to lower his shoulder.
Jenkins has got to make sure. Now, when your quarterback's running like that, you got to make sure you hit him in. You got to do a better job there delivering a blow.
Isn't that supposed to be a penalty? Lowering your head?
It's supposed to be. They don't ever call it.
They don't ever call it.
Last year, they were supposed to be.
I don't think they should. But
it's supposed to be a penalty.
I'm a little surprised with these refs that, you know, love throwing flags.
Yeah, they love throwing flags. Third and goal. Pressure.
That hit the ground.
And
that hit
incomplete.
The ground. That hit the ground.
Fourth and goal. I'm going for it for Miami.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going for it for Miami.
You have nothing to do.
Wait, I thought you just said they're trying to lose. Why are you going for it?
The coach isn't trying to lose.
Coach isn't. The players aren't. The GM can't. Unless he's calling me down from the 1 yard line, I'm going for it on fourth.
Man,
one.
You produce those games. How many games with Brett Brown down by 20 with 30 seconds left? He's calling a timeout.
Many.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's drawing plays up for TJ, who played 34 minutes. TJ McConnell, and they're doing getting cute with
world?
One of these. Eagles look like they have it scouted. Shovel pass wide open.
Oh my God, how did that work? How in the world do you let that work?
Fitzpatrick with the touchdown.
How, Sway?
No, that was Sanders.
How did you let that work? What in the world was that to the kicker? I'm at a loss for words.
So, just to recap, the punter to the kicker?
The third game in a row, they're suckers for a trick play.
What is this, Tom Tupa? The punter is throwing touchdown passes. Jesus.
For the third game in a row.
All right, let me hop on Play Sugar House and double down on this. That was lost for words. I've never wanted to be up against the break more than right now.
And we're not.
Because I just don't know what to say about that play. That was the biggest Harry high school offense play I've ever seen, and it worked. That's truly a new one. And the Eagles are an extra point away. Oh, another flag. Another flag. Well, it looks like he just dropped it.
No, he just dropped the flag. He just dropped the flag. Oh, boy. You had a wide receiver pass, beat you against the Patriots. That's why you lost. You had a flea flicker. That was the game-winning touchdown against Seattle. And now a punter throws to a kicker.
I just can't believe it worked. I applaud the gumption by Brian Flores, but I can't believe it worked.
Yeah, the defense has to do a better job. You can't fall for it. All you do is just line up man on man. How's he wide open? That's Josh Sweat. You're man on man. That's all you do there. You're covering because they have to get a yard. They have to go forward.
And the problem, too, you're giving them a thought in their head that they can win this game. You're not demoralizing them. You're not making them reconsider ever playing the game of football, which is what I wanted. I wanted these guys to walk out just demoralized and reconsidering ever having played the game of football. And now instead, it's the exact opposite. They're smelling themselves. Look, they're laughing on the sidelines. Now they think they have a shot.
Yep.
Because they're winning the game and they do have a shot. But you're giving a really bad team confidence.
Yes.
And it's not. It's
on Play Sugar House right now. It's down to Eagles minus 375, Dolphins plus 285. So they still think the Eagles are going to win. They have to at least respond with three here, go into the half with the lead, and then they get the ball first. Not time for panic, but it stinks. They're not a good football team.
No, they're not.
They're not a good football team.
We said that this season, right?
They're just not good.
They're not. We can get mad and we can yell till we're blue in the face. We can blame this guy, that guy. They're not a good football team.
Nope.
And 3 straight weeks that they've gotten burned by like trick plays.
Here's the other thing the coach could do there. You see that formation? Call timeout.
Yeah.
Call timeout.
Could have. I think maybe like many people, he thought there's no way this will work. But I'm not the head coach.
You call timeout.
And now you're in a situation where you need to score.
Yep.
I never and thought now I'd be saying that against the Miami Dolphins, but you need to score. Amazing. By the way, the line was down to Eagles minus 7 on PlaySugarHouse.com.
Yeah. So you can get in there and bet it. I want to do this weekend's programming once again. It's brought to you by McLaughlin Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your local HVAC experts. McLaughlin Service, expected satisfaction guaranteed. Visit McLaughlinPHC.com.
I mean, the Eagles could use some heat.
And there you go.
Whoa.
Already close to midfield.
Ty,
Earth with
that?
Some run after the catch.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Some yak?
And other than one pass to Aguilar, the quarterback has been fine this game.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
He's having to check down a lot, but we know that.
Exactly.
We know that.
But he's also made some really nice throws in some tight windows.
You're absolutely right.
Now, he's playing pretty bad secondary. I think we all know that. But still, he's got to make the plays. Now, they really need a touchdown before the half.
A touchdown would obviously be great. And he'd go for two.
I'm sick of this team settling for field goals way too much.
Well, I don't want him to settle for a field goal. I want him to get a touchdown. I just don't know when they get in the red zone if they have the players.
It's infuriating. They settle for
and
field
once
goals
again,
all the time. His hands weren't even up. His hands weren't even up.
I'm sick of Alshon.
Yeah, me too. And now he's like mean mugging. You know, it's never his fault. It's always Carson's fault. Your hands, you made no attempt to get that football. And now you've got a guy that looks like he's a Civil War reenactor who's leading his team to a 1-point win right now.
Yeah, this is just...
They've always had issues with him, too.
But that touchdown, though, wasn't even him.
Wasn't him.
And they've been on his behind. He's taking tons of hits. I'm not sure he finishes this game upright.
Yeah, this really isn't Ryan Fitzpatrick is beating the Eagles. It's more of the Eagles are beating themselves.
All right.
Good throw.
Alshon, good throw. Quarterback's been playing fine. I'm so sick of this. Oh, it's every time a throw happens or anything happens, it's his fault. I'm done with that.
Don't say that too loud, man. Because
listen, when he's bad, we talk about it. When he's bad, we talk about it. He hasn't been bad.
We were talking about it last week, and you know we got
people
called
still saying
Carson
we were apologists.
Yep,
we were saying it during the time. Now I don't know why he has 20 attempts in the first half against this team that can't stop the run.
It's about to be 21.
Like, he's going to throw it 50 times this game. That's don't get me started with these bad
had,
receivers.
First caller we had, I think, was Sean Northeast.
Yep, Sean, great call.
Said the same thing, and I kind of poo-pooed him at the time. Good run by Miles Sanders. Really good run.
First down and more.
Kind of poo-pooed it at the time and said, hey, don't worry.
That's what I thought. It was because it was 10-0 at the time.
Now I'm worrying.
And look at what happens when you run the damn ball. Run the ball.
Well, and this is like...
And this isn't... It's the receivers aren't good enough to throw that many times.
Yeah, this isn't like we want smash mouth football for the sake of having smash mouth football.
No!
The wide receivers aren't good.
Right. Your Matt running Collins back playing is good. Your run blocking offensive line is good. Pass blocking, they have not been great this year.
I mean, Greg Ward Jr., who got called up from the scrap heap, is playing a lot of meaningful snaps for this wide receiving core.
Right. Like, he's a converted wide receiver who may develop, but he's not ready right now. Their plan was next year, come to camp and give him, because Aguilar will be gone, Alshon will most likely be gone, DeSean Jackson, frankly, will probably be gone because of his contract. Now you have young receivers, probably a first-round pick receiver, and use him then. That was their plan. Now they had to accelerate that plan because you don't have any bodies out there. It just stinks. It just stinks. But the Eagles are driving, two-minute warning. You get up 20 or 21 to 14, you feel better.
Yeah, much better.
You feel better.
Now we're talking
and
about
you get
Monday
the ball
night against
first
the Giants.
Right, and also the Eagles on the money line. Vegas knows what they're doing. Get on Play Sugar House. They're minus 715 all of a sudden.
I tried to get in when you said
it got down to 350.
350, and I went on, and it bumped up quickly to minus like 480.
Yeah.
And while there's, I truly believe there's still value there.
Yes, because it's like, if you knew you would win $100, would you bet $1,000 or $10,000 if you were 100% sure? Most people say, well, I'll tell you what, if you put money in a bank, the answer is yes. Because you just do. We don't get very great interest. Going around the league, as far as the line go, Packers only up 7. They're they're struggling with a bad team. That actually happens to other teams. But anyway, Packers minus 715. Eagles minus 715. Ravens only up 3, minus 315. That's telling against the 49ers. And Colts only now minus 175. The Buccaneers, by the way, are up 22-0. What's going on in that game, Tyler? I think we have a quarterback that's near and dear to a lot of fans' heart. What kind of game is he
having? Yeah, Foles, one pick, one fumble that resulted in a touchdown. And then the Bucs, I think, to stomp on it, got the two-point conversion after that. So it's 22-0. Foles does not look good, and it's halftime now. Let me pull his stats up real quick, his individual stats for you. Nick Foles, 6 of 12 for 82 yards and a pick and a fumble.
Wow. Apparently, there's people online that say he has 2 fumbles.
What's amazing to me is, and I don't know about you guys if you have to deal with this, and Ty, I think I mentioned it to you on Friday during your show, but anytime the Eagles lose, you hop on Facebook.
Yep.
And you'll have people who are like, oh, bring back Foles.
Yeah.
Having no idea what Foles has actually done in Jacksonville.
They're not paying attention.
He hasn't been very good.
So he does have
2 fumbles. He does have 2 fumbles, yes. Back-to-back drives.
Wow.
I like the play call.
Listen, one of Carson Wentz's big problems have been fumbles. It looks like the other quarterback, great play call, and Goddard, knock on wood, seems like he's having a bit of a bounce back game. He had a costly turnover last week. We talked about the quarterback's turnovers. He had 4 of them, although he had 4 of them officially, but the one to Goddard on the sideline did not do them any favors. Fighting for extra yards.
I really like that play call a lot.
So do I.
Taking one side, you go screen pass to the other
side.
Is
that red zone on the green zone, right at the 20?
Yeah.
Right at the 20? They're in the red zone, here on the green zone, Eagles. 118.
Delayed handoff, I like it.
Like it. Get out of bounds. Get out of bounds.
Yep.
Get out of bounds.
I like that.
So now you're dealing with about a 2nd and 7. I mean, 2nd and 3, 2nd and 4. Over a minute left, and all 3 of your timeouts. This is what you want.
I don't know about you, but it just seems like every single week, Miles Sanders feels more and more comfortable. And last week, he was averaging, 5.1 a carry. This week, early on, it's 10 carries, and he's averaging 5.4. They haven't done really great job at the draft in the past couple of years, but he actually looks like a legit player.
Second down.
I don't like the run call.
Yeah, a bad call by the coach, and now you got to call timeout.
He's a north south.
Yeah,
runner.
I don't like this at all.
We had to go east and west because of the blocking wasn't there.
Yeah, but that's why I don't do it with him.
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't like that. He almost broke it, but don't like that.
Don't like the play call there.
It's amazing.
North south there.
So just to be clear.
And why aren't they calling timeout? Why aren't they calling timeout?
What is he doing?
Why aren't they calling timeout?
He's got 3 timeouts. What in the world is he doing?
I don't know. The coach could call timeout.
Winding it all the way down to the 1?
I don't know. On 3rd down. Are they afraid to give the Dolphins the ball back?
When did Andy Reid come back?
This is terrible.
What a botched time management situation.
Unbelievable.
And now you're in a situation where everybody knows you have to throw the ball.
Right.
Everybody knows.
Pathetic.
They finally use their first time out. How do you not have awareness? How does anyone not have awareness?
That's on the coach. This is the NBA. The coach has to call it. He's on the sideline with an official, with a whistle. The coach, this is what he decided. They better score on this play. I think he's playing for the field goal.
I sadly agree with you.
I mean, this is pathetic. This is pathetic.
He got it.
He got out of bounds. He got it, and he got out of bounds. Is that Goddard once
again?
No,
but my
issue. Oh, bad spot. Bad spot.
No way.
Bad spot.
That's an awful spot. So not only do we get about the G-level announcing crew, we get the G-level ref crew, too?
Yep.
There's no way he didn't get that.
He got it. And so now the Eagles may have to challenge it. That would have to come from the top.
Yep.
And we're getting third and two. Oh, they called it first down.
They got it. Okay.
Woo, because the spot, when the ref put it down, it was short.
Even Aguilar was arguing it.
And he's a mild-mannered guy. So now we got first and goal from the 10.
I hate the fact that...
And their challenge is going to be a booth review.
I hate the fact that on third and two, you draw up a play.
Oh, Miami calls timeout.
Where your primary is literally 2 yards.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that. And Miami's probably calling a timeout. They have nothing to lose, and they're like, all right, let's give the booth enough time to actually look at this. That would be my guess, at least. Or maybe they simply didn't like what they saw, but... 10 rushes, 54 yards for Sanders. That's a good day.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. So let's run the ball more with another back.
Well, and that's what drives me nuts is Doug Peterson decides to start running the ball when they really don't have time to run the ball.
Yes.
I mean, his play calling is atrocious. And Jason Peters jumps. I mean, my God, dude.
Jason Peters. Off of a timeout.
Aren't old people supposed to be slow?
Oh, no, they called that on Goddard? They called it on Goddard. Yeah, they did. Yeah. That's a good call. Come on, Goddard.
That is.
Come on, Goddard.
I truthfully think they both jumped, but that's awful. It's inexcusable. And it's taken a full minute to get 5 yards with penalties. I mean, why are you throwing that ball there?
Well, you got two timeouts. You can throw across the middle. You can't only throw to the sideline.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Yeah, you got timeouts.
I know.
What I need there is, yeah.
I mean, I you know, and Dan Orlovsky.
I think that right there to me is pass interference. Doesn't he have his arms on him early, impeding the route? Where's the flag?
Dan Orlovsky did a really good job of breaking down exactly why it's not all Carson Wentz's fault, although he didn't play well. And one of the things was just guys not being in the proper spots they're supposed to be. And now it's got me wondering when Carson Wentz misses, if it's him or the wide receivers. That's a bad throw. It's a bad throw.
And Aguilar can't track it.
Nope. Well, Aguilar can never track. Not a great throw, though. Kind of airmailed it a little bit.
I'm looking here.
Yeah, he kind of airmailed that. I'm not going to put that solely on Aguilar. Unfortunately, if he gets it, you're probably looking at a touchdown.
No, no way.
You don't think so?
No way. They got to him. I don't think he gets a touchdown there. It would have been complete, but I don't think he gets a touchdown.
I thought he would be able to turn the corner. I mean, he's fast. I didn't see a replay of it. And now you have to take a shot to the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
What?
Arcega Whiteside!
What is happening? Breaking news sounder, Tyler! Breaking news sounder! J.J. Arcega Whiteside
scores. Arcega Whiteside with his first career touchdown.
Sega.
Good job by him. This is what he was supposed to do, though: scramble around, get in front, catch the ball, and the quarterback keeping his eyes downfield and somehow trusting him. Alshon gave up on the play. What's Alshon doing? I can't stand Alshon.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Alshon fan anymore. I just can't believe that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside made a positive impact on this team. Can't believe it. And that's just, and they're going for two.
Yeah, that's smart. Because so even if you don't get it, you're up 5 with the ball to start the second half. So we'll break right after this, and then we'll get to your phone calls. 610-632-0975. And let me get this straight there. Oh, well, you might as well get the right play.
You know,
can't take the timeouts with you. This is a smart timeout to me.
Yeah.
Get everything worked out.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well use them now.
No, right? I'm saying they don't carry over, so you might as well use it.
You didn't use them when you definitely needed to.
Jumbo said here, or is Dillard in for Jason Peters? I can't quite tell.
I can't see.
Give
either.
Me a wide angle, Fox. That's significant that there's another tackle in the game. Like, give me something here. Give me something. I guess he's
it
in
looks
for
like
Peters.
He's in for Peters. But that going back to the touchdown, we've talked ad nauseum about his Carson Wentz's ability to extend plays with his feet. And for that caller earlier who said he doesn't look downfield, I hope you're watching. Because I think a lot of quarterbacks would have just tucked that and run with it. And he was looking downfield the whole way.
Yep.
And he found a
looking. His ball's
got
there.
It. He's got it.
Two-point conversion.
Boom. What a great throw.
Great
what
throw, Nelson
throw.
Aguilar.
Huh? Give it up for the man. Where are my Carson Wentz fans at?
You haters.
You come on this show. You don't put any respect on the man's name. And now we got a holding call. Of course we do.
Oh, it's coming back?
I assume.
Holding on a defense. That's declined.
I mean, these dudes just live for throwing flags.
Yep. 6-1-0.
It's understandable. 60,000 people came to see them today, so I get it. Great job by Wentz on this throw.
Yep.
You know, he missed Aguilar early with the one we were talking about, and he puts it only where Nelson Aguilar could catch it for the 2-point conversion.
Yep. 610. We'll get your calls on the other side. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing here on the Green Zone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. Back on the Green Zone. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can't wait to be there next week.
Yes, we will be there next Sunday at Bet Rivers Casino. And Eagles now up 21-14 at the half. And we'll get the ball first in the second half. Let's take some calls during halftime here. Bob and Mantua, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the Wentz-Foles thing. What's going on? Bob?
All right. Did the Foles people hurt you?
Yeah.
I think they took them.
Yep. Lenny and Pittman, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Lenny?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I always turn down the sound, and I always listen to you guys during the game.
I always say good things about you, Lenny.
You,
I always
Lenny.
Liked
you're a good man and a scholar.
Always liked you, Lenny.
I mean, really, I just turned the volume down listening to you. But, Tyrone, I'm going to use you. I listened to you all last week against Seattle, and you kept pressing the point. This is a one-score game, one-score game, one-score game. I'm going to use your presses. This is a one-score game against the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. It's a one-score game, bud. Uh-huh. And I'd like to just make another point. Do you think it's gotten around the league that the Eagles must have a trick play put on them at least once a game? But it's getting to be like every week.
I'm confused by your one. Yeah, I said they were up 21-14. Did I say something other than?
Well, no, I think last week you said the Seattle game. I would listen to you the whole game.
Yeah, and it was a one-score game.
It was a
I'm confused.
But clearly the Eagles were out of it. They were not. I don't care if it was a one-point game.
In hindsight, they were
not
going to
win
that
game.
In hindsight, they were out of it. In real time,
okay,
it was a one-score game.
I'm going to make your point. This
the
is
Dolphins,
a
the game's not over. The Eagles are up one touchdown. They get the ball.
I feel like I was the one saying they're still in it more than you were.
I was saying it's a one-score game somehow. It didn't make sense.
Well, I think, and Lenny, correct me if I'm wrong, I think your point is the fact that this is still a one-score game, and we're kind of back to resting on our laurels maybe a little bit against a bad Dolphins team. Am I right on that?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what everybody's getting excited about. This is the Miami Dolphins.
I'll tell you what it is for me, Lenny, all right? And I can only speak for myself. But it's a good sign. It's a sign from the football gods when J.J. Arcega-Whiteside does anything positive on the football field. So when I see that, I go, okay, this game might be a one-score game, but this game's over.
Sometimes you can't argue, and I'm not going to argue with you. Good point.
Well, thanks for listening, Lenny.
We appreciate it. And let's get to Steve in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the
Gray
Zone.
What's going on? What's going on, Tyrone? What's
Steve?
How are you?
Hey, I don't know. I'm just looking at this game. I'm just looking at the Eagles season. It's just been a train wreck. It's just been a travesty.
It really has.
The Eagles' defense has been good right now. They got 21 points. If they score 42 points, that's good. The offense has not been the problem.
Here's the thing. That may be the case for this game, but yes. Every Sunday you see an even worse offense, an even worse defense. It's just like there's no consistency from week to week.
It's just,
the obvious is that they're not good. It has nothing to do with Wentz or Foles, so they can stop that argument. Foles isn't even doing good in Jacksonville. So
he's been terrible today, Steve.
I look at this team overall, and you need to really make some serious changes, not only player-wise, but coaching staff. They need to have an offensive coordinator here that can really utilize key players. And I just don't think that's happening right now. I mean, you have Mike Rowe in here.
I completely agree. I mean, Groh seems completely overmatched. And Steve, I've made this point before in the air, but he came in as this wide receiver guru, and not one wide receiver has gotten better. Not one.
And then you look at the wide receiver core now, and they're worse than they were last year.
No, they absolutely there's less talent this year. And Alshon got a year older. And he's unfortunately aging in rapid decline.
You need to move on from the wide receiver coach to
Deuce, I'm cleaning house. And I love Deuce still. I'm firing everybody.
Yeah, I'm all new blood. Guy.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm not a Deuce guy at all.
Yeah, like I'm starting from scratch if it's me. All right, 610-632-0975.
I think they will make changes, by the way, because expectations were so high.
Yeah, they'll make changes.
And that goes back to the point of, like, this season's been so frustrating. This season is not frustrating if you're a Miami Dolphins fan because you knew what you were getting. But when your expectations are the Super Bowl and what you're getting is a one-score game against the Miami Dolphins, and this has been a trend this season, Howie Roseman knows what the fans expect. And I don't really think it was an unrealistic expectation to say, you know, they should be in the Super Bowl. They should possibly win the Super Bowl. Because when you looked at the roster on paper, oh boy, it was deadly. And then the games got played. They got exposed. Their coach, it seems like he's just reading his own book. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's really dialed into play calling. He's just sitting there reading chapters of his book. Like he's at a Barnes & Noble doing a signing. So factor everything in, I think Howie's going to have to look at it and go, all right, I don't care if you like Mike Groh or not. We're getting rid of him.
I agree with that. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zulu producing. We'll have the second half for you on the other side on the Green Zone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game, during the game, you're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Second half starts, and it's in the Dolphins in desperation mode. Have to kick off. They do a surprise onside kick. They've already done a great trick play. They're desperate. Eagles are going to win this game. A team that desperate that starts to fail will fall apart. Fanatic Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And the Eagles start on the plus side of the 50. So,
once again, they start with good field position, which has kind of been a trend all season.
A little, nothing after the catch.
Yeah.
Good throw, good rollout, but he caught it, but he just has nothing. Alshon just can't move.
You know, we mentioned it on the touchdown pass to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, but his ability to roll out and kind of extend plays. And once again, I want to know where that guy is who called us up and said Carson Wentz doesn't look downfield.
He's always looking. That's the problem. Yeah. That's been the problem.
He's always looking
for
guys to get open.
He's looking for... Carson Wentz wants to run an offense like the greatest show on turf. He wants chunk, chunk, chunk. That's how he wants to play. The quarterback wants to play dink, dink, dunk. And I think that's been the issue. Nick Foles felt a lot more comfortable doing the dink and dunk stuff. Carson's a vertical quarterback.
Yep.
That's what he wants to do.
And it was a great point. You're taking a guy who's a vertical quarterback and making him an east-west quarterback.
And that's not his strength.
It's not his game.
I think it has to do with his mindset. I think every time you call one of those plays, he has a physical reaction. It's kind of like when you're a kid and you have to eat your vegetables.
Yeah, yeah.
You like have this almost like a...
Yeah.
Like, obviously,
I still like
string beans or broccoli doesn't make you gag, yet you're a little kid, and you get the string beans, and you have that reaction
still,
as a child.
Yeah, I still gag with string beans. I don't mind broccoli, though.
Come on, man.
I'm just not a string bean guy.
This is what I mean. Like, you're a father. Like, how? You are still, like, 11.
Allegedly.
Like, you're a father.
Yeah, I am. I'm
like, come
30,
on,
I'm
11. Man. You're a father.
Well, you gotta eat for the...
Dale?
Nice job.
Yes.
You gotta eat for your height, man. I'm 5'3", I'm the size of a 12-year-old boy.
People don't...
That's the way I eat.
That's another reason why people don't always believe that you're a father. But, you're a father. Like Tyler Zuli. Tyler Zuli is an engaged fellow who, with a fully ACL intact, that's a significant thing. We thought it was broken there.
Nope.
Do you still gag on your vegetables, Tyler?
No, I'm actually a big vegetable guy myself.
See?
I like them.
I like a vegetable now.
No,
I don't eat crust though. We talked about this on Friday.
Like bread crust?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like you cut them off your sandwiches?
No, I just eat around it. I cut it in half and eat on the inside on both.
And then he tried to sell the entire Delaware Valley that eating the crust was childish.
Yes, I tried to.
He tried to work unsuccessfully, mind you.
It did work. And somebody brought up that a hoagie's all crust. And I couldn't really respond like a hoagie rolls all crust.
The tweeter has a point.
And I had nothing to really respond with. So, Eagles are driving here.
Got to give that guy some peanut chews.
Yeah, like, well, you want the Goldberg Gina peanut chews? You have a point. Miles Sanders, 13 carries. In the first half, just so we know, the Eagles had 14 rushes. Oh, no, correction. They had 12 rushes to 25 passes.
Yeah, I think they realize, at least in this drive they have, that they need to even it out
more.
Yeah,
right. Run the ball.
You know, you got to keep the defense honest by running the ball, especially with the way that Miles Sanders is running the ball too. It's not like you're struggling. You're not. He's popping them off at a 4.8 clip. So,
and
keep
now you
feeding
got a third
that man.
And, is that correct? I don't think that's correct.
Third and five.
All right.
Yeah, it's Fox.
This crew.
It's Fox.
Don't worry, Jake. We'll get to you 1 second after this third down. Eagles at the 11-yard line. Third
gotta
and five.
Got to convert. No one's really open.
They do convert. And once again,
Alshon.
Is that a touchdown for Alshon?
Alshon.
Alshon.
That's it. Look at you. Huh?
Alshon
I had
Jeffrey
my doubts.
With the touchdown.
I had
Look
my doubts.
He didn't show no love to Carson. He
there
got
he
to
is.
It eventually.
There he is. He said, hey, great
Alshon.
Throw.
You know,
look at you, Alshon.
Sit down. Accurate throw. Boom.
New week, new you.
New week, new you.
Love it.
This was just power. Knee not down. That's a touchdown.
Not the Mike Missanelli open.
Not the Mike Missanelli open, though.
No. Just want to clarify.
No, that'll happen in April.
Because no one man should have all that power.
No.
The clock's ticking.
No.
Just count the hours, you know?
Yes. The extra point is up, and the new kicker with the big contract, I should say. Eagles up 28-14. Before we get a break in, let's take Jake in Harrisburg.
I do want to let Lenny know, by the way, it's now a two-score game.
Yeah, two-score game. Two-score game, buddy.
Love you, Lenny.
Jake Harrisburg, you are 97.5 The Fanatic in the green zone. What's up, Jake?
That's funny you just said that because that was mainly my point. I was getting on callers at the halftime calling a one-score game. This game was never in doubt. I mean, when you look at this game, the Eagles are moving the ball at will. I think they've punted once.
No, you're right. They have 28 points. They had scored 41 points in three games, and they have 28 in a half of a drive.
I have this point before they even score. That just solidifies my point. I actually was able to secure the line at 5.5 Eagles. I put a stack on that real quick.
Yeah. Oh, see that? See that? That's why we do the green zone around here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.